So the satellite receiver, you get it up and running down in Warren, and what if any, will be seen by a common user like myself with that? Like, is there anything that, like, I'll be like, oh, now that there's this satellite here, I can do this, or what exactly is that doing?
Well, it just gives you a portal into the repeater from further away, it extends the receiver footprint. And, when you key, you won't notice anything. You know, you don't program your radio any differently. You don't do anything. You just key your microphone. And then, whatever receivers in a satellite receiver system, you could have 1, 2, 3, 4. You'd have as many additional receivers as you want. And each of the receivers, that's hearing you, puts a very granular RSSI number. It encodes an RSSI number with your, which is, this is why it's so very important that the receiver equipment all be the same, so that receiver, RSSI is the same across the board. And then what happens is, and then everything's timed with GPS so that there's no, lag, time lag or anything like that. And basically the controller just says, hey, the best RSSI is coming from this receiver. So that's the receiver that gets repeated. So to you, nothing. But in the background, there's multiple receivers out there looking for wherever you have the best signal.